Welcome back to Reflections, your host, Jorge Gonzalez. And when finished the second segment, I was discussing this week and basically from the point of view of chaos and the point of view of the kinds of things that we struggle with to make our days, you know, what we consider well, you know, good for us and are good for our well-being. So, you know, with these articles that what's good for our longevity, what are good habits for our happiness, and I'll kind of wrap it up with what happened during this course of the week. Both on Friday and on Monday, a lot of calls and with another part that had to do with a little bit with the coalition, the COSPE coalition, San Patricio, because we're pushing to have the Bosque San Patricio. Bosque San Patricio is actually in the municipality of San Juan, but it's, you know, two blocks from where the San Patricio community ends, which is La Calle Esmeralda, so we've been wanting to at least on the last Saturday of each month to see if we can have an activity in the park and see if we can extend the park hours. Right now it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday by the Natural Resources Department from 9 to 3. And, you know, that's people really, that's when they work. And then on Saturday, between the United Way and the volunteer Samuel Gonzalez, who was the past president of United Way, and he has a long background on the park. You know, he's a passionate volunteer and lover of the park. He takes care of getting three people, for 3 days, getting one person to open it up. His name is Tito, and then Samuel himself personally opens up on the last Saturday of each month. And so we're trying to kind of combine the synergism with Samuel on the last Saturday in the coalition, see if we could have some activities. It's been a little bit of a problem, you know, getting the traction on that goal, as it sometimes happens, but we're working at it. But by coincidence, Empresas Caparra, you know, San Patricio Plaza and T-Mobile has been a partner with United Way in terms of improving the park. So Casa Mia was built and things were, some improvements were made to it. And by coincidence, Empresas Caparra, with a meeting with Fernando Lloveras of Para la Naturaleza, the conservation trust that is so well known and has done such an incredible good job. In a meeting they had on different things, one of the matters that arose was the Bosque San Patricio. And Para la Naturaleza demonstrated a lot of enthusiasm with getting involved in terms of the Bosque and with the Natural Resources Department and all. So my brother, for Miguel, on Friday and on Monday, making calls to see, you know, what who else we can bring in and what are the challenges. You know, good four extensive calls to sort of develop you know where we, how we do this thing, and a meeting will be held shortly to work out a strategy, but you know it's kind of, you know, the hat of Empresas Caparra. It's the other hat of coalition, you know, community. I've been with United Way in the past, and I you know, always helpful them, which AARP helps the coalition is interested in helping, you know, having activities and extending the park hours. By coincidence, I went into the webpage of the municipality of Guaynabo, not with respect to the Bosque, because it's a San Juan, it's located in the municipality of San Juan, with respect to a community board that we were asked to submit a recommendation, and we're recommending my brother Miguel González Cospe, the Coalición Comunidad San Patricio, is recommending Miguel for that board. There's a vacancy on that board, and that's a letter that I prepared on Sunday. But looking at the webpage, the municipality webpage, they have, in terms of their tourist tourist attractions, they have the Bosque San Patricio as one of the two, and they put in parentheses in the territory of San Juan because it doesn't belong to. But I found it kind of interesting that that they have like we in Cospe have the feel that Bosque San Patricio is part of what we have and should have access to, and make sure it's good. You know, it's working well and open to the public, and also that was an interesting experience when going into that webpage. So that was Monday. On Tuesday I had to go to get some stuff at the hardware store. Wanted to go early and then go to the bank, get some money and stuff, and put some deposits. And I went swimming. So Tuesday was swimming. I swim about 1,100 meters, which is, you know, 1/3 of the 2 miles that I do for the 3-day triathlons. And I love swimming. It's almost like meditation. You're there. It's about must have got there about 9:15, 9:30 or so, for about 45 minutes. It's like skiing. It's like scuba diving. When you come out of swimming, compared to all the other exercises, it's fully relaxing. A little bit boring, you know, but in the sense, it's also meditative. You're there, looking down at this black line, you know, and it's of the three exercises, bicycling, running, and swimming. Swimming is the one I enjoy the most, the easiest one. Although you jump in and these days, and it's kind of cold. In fact, one of these articles mentions, you know, the cold therapy, and I was thinking as I was reading the article, that jump I do into the pool, you know, at 9:15, it's really cold, and whew, you know, it takes about you know, maybe 4 or 5 minutes to finally feel completely comfortable with the cold. But of course, I'm, you know, way going back to Saranac Lake, the lakes in the Adirondacks, and then in Vermont, you know, the cold water. I've always enjoyed. I have no problem with cold, and it's and good to see this article pointing out as one of the good habits, you know, that we should undertake. Another one is getting out, you know, doing exercise. Another one is spending early in the morning, getting out in the sun, getting good sleep, and also as I said, you know, with the yoga in the morning, or exercise. And then what I've been able to do religiously, I'm very proud of this, consistency, from the Art of Living, where the breathing exercises, I do it just before I go to sleep. I've mentioned this on occasions. I do it just before. It's about a 15 minutes, more or less, it takes me, give or take 3 or 4 minutes. I do it just before going to sleep, the breathing exercise on the Art of Living, and it's so relaxing. And then when I go right to bed, I prepare everything, so I go right to bed, and then I do what they call in meditation, a scanning of the body. You start with your skull. You go through your forehead, your nose, your mouth, your cheeks, your neck, and you go all the way through down your body to the toes. You know, what I do is I flex them hard and then relax them, and then just feel them throughout the back and all through the body. And sometimes I don't finish the scanning. This particular, sometimes it... things are kind of tough. Like Tuesday, I had on Monday. Excuse me, I forgot. On Monday, I went to the birthday of one of my favorite cousins, Jose Raul Gonzalez Inclán, and he's at the Miramar Living, and a fantastic surgeon, really well known, fantastic athlete, but he's having some rough times. So we went to celebrate his 79th birthday at the Miramar Living. I asked my other cousin Eduardo, his brother, to give me a ride with his wife. Again, you know, take advantage of the trip to talk and catch up with different things. So Eduardo has been my financial advisor for forever. He's retiring now in January. Kind of miss him in that regard, but it's his son will be taking over, and I'm sure I can still ask him from time to time any critical issues. But that was a good a really good activity that I've been meaning to visit to him, and I haven't. And on Tuesday, after the swim, we had a lunch with a really good friend who's suffering from Alzheimer's, named Daniel Dominguez, is a federal judge, ex-federal judge, and a labor attorney, and suffering from Alzheimer's, and with his wife Carmencita. So Pinky and I went to have lunch, and it was a really nice lunch. It really, really felt good. And Daniel enjoyed it. And Carmencita, we had some really great conversations. She's a great, great person. So, and there was an article on by Fernando Cabanillas, by coincidence, on Alzheimer, and it's called PACT, which is stands for prevention, advocacy, care, and treatment. And of course, very, very relevant to both, you know, what's happened with Jose Raul and with Danny, with dementia. I mentioned, last year, the passing away of my best friend, Tom Gilmore, suffering from Alzheimer. It's one of those things. How do we keep ourselves, which is the prevention. Cavadilla's article is more the chemicals and all, but there's all of these things of exercise and eating well and sleeping well and light and cold things, good hobbies, different hobbies, which is another article that we have to take, the crossword puzzles and commitment, the community and social relationships, all of those, come together in what's, would be the prevention portion. And then the advocacy is sort of helping this movements to find treatments for Alzheimer, then care with the daughter of and wife of and the brothers and all, with Jose Raul, and then the same thing with Carmen and their children. So critical the care for these people, the persons that are suffering from dementia and from Alzheimer. Tough world. We have to make it as good as we can for them. And I felt good because I've been meaning to do it, and I've been putting it off and kind of started the year, didn't work it on purpose, but it ended up that way. Actually have a luncheon with the two of them. And Tuesday was almost a 3-hour discussion in the consulting thing that I've been talking about. It did not end up well. Things are really tough. That evening there was an activity for the San Juan Rotary. We have a social activity once a month, and we did it at Pimentón in Liberty Square in San Patricio Plaza, and Tito Colorado and Delia were the hosts because they have a family member that's one of the owners there, and so we had a nice social event last night. So that's basically the week, and and it kind of gives you a little bit of a feel of what I value and some of what I'm balancing and what I try to do. And you know, as I ended up, as I started, and you know, it's been chaotic. The world is really difficult. Venezuela, Iran, you know, Cuba, Ukraine, Iran. It's chaotic, and we have to sort of keep our wits about us. Do the kinds of things that keep us an even keel, you know, and. And I hope my experiences are some help to you. So the program has come to the end. As usual, I want to, you know, wish you the best. Que Dios los bendiga. Take care. And I'll be traveling, but I hope via the phone we'll be able to have the program next week. So take care. See you next week.